Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to thank those joining us today through 92.3 FM, those also listening in through DCNowRadio.com, as well as those listening to us through BlogTalkRadio.com as well, through our switchboard, our live chat, and our podcast. We're glad that all of you could join us. Donna Martini is back with us today, and she's an author of a book that really caught my attention the end of last year, The Ten Commandments of Divorce, How to Leave Your Marriage Without Breaking Up Your Family. I loved the book so much in the conversation with her last time that we featured it in our January issue of Conversations Magazine that featured our theme, New from the Inside Out. Donna is back with us today to talk to our new radio listeners, not only about the journey of this book, what it's been like to share it with other people, but also how all of us, whether we're in relationships, whether we're single, or even married, how we can bring our best selves to each and every situation that we're involved in. Donna, welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hi, Cyrus. So I'm so happy to be able to get back with you.
Well, I appreciate your coming back. You know, there's so much great information in this book, Donna, and as a single guy who's never been married, I got so much from it that I hope to be able to convey some of those things to our listeners. I want to kind of backtrack a little bit, though, Donna, for those who may have missed our first conversation. You wrote this book because of your own personal experience in dealing with divorce. Talk to us about what the response has been like to the book and also what it's been like to not only share your story but have other people also share their experiences and how the book has helped them.
Well, you know, it's really funny. When I wrote the book, you know, I don't have credentials. There's no letters after my name. I'm not a therapist or a counselor or anything like that. I wrote it as a regular person who had gone through a very tough experience and figured out a way to do it peacefully, and I did it for the sake of my children.
Yeah.
And I said at my first book signing, I would not have been able to write this book had it not been the fact that my two children turned out so beautifully. Because
yeah.
if they didn't, then what do I have to say? You know, they obviously didn't do such a great job. And, of course, they came out great despite the mistakes I made. But I think loving their father, no matter what, was really what made them healthy and what made them special people today. And they're 30 and 21.
Right.
So while I wrote the book, one of the commandments is not about talking bad about your ex-spouse. So I couldn't speak about my own experiences and talk about any of the things that happened to me during the divorce because it wouldn't have been fair to him or my children. So, I mean, I thought to myself, how are people going to know how far I've come if they don't know what I've been through? So that was a big concern. And it turns out that I really didn't have to. You know, I intimated, but I didn't really have to say much because people understood the meaning behind the intent. The intention was really more than anything. And then the other part was speaking out and worrying about counselors, marriage counselors, therapists, attorneys, mediators, anyone who has a lot of education, thinking that what am I doing talking about this? Who am I? I don't have any degrees. And the funniest part is that they're the ones who were so excited about the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because I took the time in writing and to make sure that I didn't sound like I was more than just what I am, which is a person gone, a divorcee, and also a person who helps other people learn the methods that I learned. So as a coach, I didn't want to be looked at as a therapist. In fact, I send people to therapists or counselors when they need it. So the response from those professions has been incredible because they're not taught the things that I've learned. They're taught more the psychology end, and I'm teaching people life lessons, things that we may not understand about our bodies, the
right.
way our bodies relate to our emotions and our mental state, taking responsibility for everything that happens to us, irrespective of where the fault may lie, you know, where we think it may lie, understanding that we attract, you know, what we attract.
Right.
So that's not something that you really get from schooling or anything else. You get it from life experience and a whole heck of a lot of reading and research.
Exactly.
So I've been excited about that aspect. And then people who have gone through divorce who say to me, oh, my goodness, you really opened my eyes to my participation. You know, I'm so wrapped up in what he, she did that I'm not really thinking about what I was doing. and also the pain that you're in when you're in a divorce and the discomfort and all the different aspects that are attached to such a hurtful situation, you're not really thinking about the children as clearly. So the book really concentrates on how the children view it from, you know,
right.
And the state that we're in dictates the state that they're in. So that, for me, was the eye-opener that started me to write to even be a good mom during the divorce, because I was trying to just survive. And I went from surviving through a terrible episode of my life to, I'm going to make this into the best thing I ever did for myself and the children. Otherwise, what good is me pursuing my own happiness, getting a divorce, getting out of my own marital pain, if I wreck a family?
Right. Right.
So, and that's what now I'm seeing from other people. So I'm so excited. And there's also a couple of people deciding to possibly work on their marriage after reading the book, realizing their own participation and what things they may be able to change. Maybe the marriage will work after all. That's the best gift of all.
Yeah. And there's so many gifts in here. And I think, too, Donna, as I was saying earlier in the beginning of this, not just for those who might be dealing with a separation of a husband and wife, but even, you know, you talk about the issue of friendship, the importance of making forgiveness something that we do in all aspects of our life. I want to say, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Donna Martini. She's the author of the book, The Ten Commandments of Divorce, How to Leave Your Marriage Without Breaking Up Your Family. And Donna, you and I were talking before we went on here, and I told you one of the things that really struck me was that the book is written for wherever the person might be in their particular life, but you talk a lot about the importance of not having regrets. There's this one powerful part in the book when you said probably one of the most hurtful things to say would be that you regret your marriage, because then when you look at what is the product of that marriage, especially when there's children, to say that, you know, can you really imagine your life without them? How important has perspective been for you when you look at decisions that you have made, whether you, those that you shared in the book or even, you know, those outside of the book? And what do you think our listeners can take from that aspect of realizing that it's all about the way they look at the different things that they go through in life instead of focusing on what might be a negative?
Right. There's a lot of people who believe you can't change the past, and I'm not one of those people. I think that our perception of the past is what makes it what it is, and that we can change it anytime we want. So when we say, "Oh, I went through a terrible marriage," then we're labeling it, and we're labeling this, you know, horrible time in our lives. And when I look back, I look at the growth. I look at my kids. I look at the fact that I learned about forgiveness. I learned how to love, even though I was in so much pain. And now I am such a different person because of it. And so, okay, what if I had a perfect marriage? What if I had the best husband in the world? Would my life be different? Yeah, it would be. But that wasn't in the cards for me. It was in the cards for me to take everything that happened and put that spin on it. And then now I took it to help others and to teach others. And I know that what I've learned through my own hardship is affecting change in such a great way. How could I look back and say it wasn't a great thing that I went through this?
Right.
You know, And you know, going through the divorce was a really hard time. But later on, this was maybe a few years ago, I went through a severe illness and was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And I was able to take all those philosophies with me through my whole entire illness. And I knew through the whole illness, even though it was so hard, it was a gift. And knowing that in my head, I couldn't see the gift right away, I will be honest, because, you know, when you're in pain, you don't see things as well.
Right.
But after the real brunt of it was over, I realized I am a much better wellness advocate now and much better wellness coach, because not only did I have, you know, sympathy, which I always had sympathy for people, I have empathy. I know what it's like to be in severe pain, to go through an illness, to work with a sabotage kind of body, you know. And so this is making me even better. And I would have never had this perception and perspective had I not been through the illness myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is truly a gift, everything we go through, and that makes it from a terrible past to a really, really incredible past.
Another thing that you talk about in the book is positive manipulation and how we can use it in our lives, Donna. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about positive manipulation and how we can all use that again in various aspects of our lives, make conscious decision that we are going to generate positive energy and being able to receive the same. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break, okay?
Thanks so much.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here at 92.3 FM through DCNowRadio.com as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. Here's Taylor Hicks with Maybe You Should from his album The Distance. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I look around this room and feel the pull of tender years. Afraid of all our fears. Baby, there was no corner we couldn't find a way out of. And every thought of leaving left us leaning on His love. We had it all, you know, before you started letting go. You can walk away tonight, give it up for good, throw it all away like we swore we never would. You can tear down everything we built, deny everything we felt. I guess there's a lot that I misunderstood. Baby, maybe you should. Baby, I just keep on seeing all that moonlight shining down. The way our love could light up this little Alabama town. So I keep holding on to hope, finding reasons to believe. Was all I ever got from you was always just enough for me. What if it's not for you? What you've got to do if you can walk away tonight? You can tear down everything we built, deny everything we felt. I guess there's a lot that I misunderstood. If you can leave here tonight, baby, maybe you should. If you can leave.
Taylor Hicks with Maybe You Should from his album The Distance. You're listening to Conversations Live here at 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com, as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. And I'm speaking with Donna Martini. She's the author of the book The 10 Commandments of Divorce, How to Leave Your Marriage Without Breaking Up Your Family. As I mentioned earlier, if you might remember, she was featured in the January issue of Conversations Magazine as we were developing our theme, New from the Inside Out. And to fit in with that theme, Donna, there was one segment of the book that I made a note of, and it's really what prompted me to put you in that particular issue, and then, of course, to focus on this today. On page 63 of the book, This is what you wrote. When it comes to unbearable emotions, positive manipulation is our only recourse. We need to shift our perception from the ruination of a marriage to the realization that divorce is the start of a new life. And again, I want to broaden that out to anybody who has gone through a difficulty and how they can begin to look at that as an opportunity to start anew. How do you get to that place?
Well, first you have to take responsibility for everything that happens to you. You know, it seems that's very hard, especially when it's maybe a lopsided situation where you were fired from a job for no reason, or somebody left you for another person, or, you know, we all feel sort of crucified from, you know, any point in our lives for incidents that occur. But instead, if we understand, you know, the person that just left us, we decided to marry them. Of course, we didn't know everything about that person when we married them. We didn't know they were capable of this. We wouldn't have married them knowing. But still, there's events that led up to this, and maybe we could have seen things, or maybe we should have realized the kind of person that they were. Maybe we were rushing when we made the decision to marry them. It could have been any reason at all, but to understand that we attracted them into our realm makes it easier to deal with the repercussions. And
yeah,
when we do that, it's not about laying blame. It's never about the B word. It's always about taking more control and understanding what you've done in your life to create this so that you can now change whatever it is that brought it in. And it sounds harsh, but if you read the book, and I know you know this, throughout the whole book, I do not talk. It's not like I'm cracking a whip on people. When we understand all these things, it makes life so much better. You know, it sounds hard and tough to take responsibility for everything, but in the long run, when you do, you're never a victim, and you're always powerful. Because when you take responsibility, you take control. When you take control, you can create the change.
Right.
So the manipulation process, my definition for it is the act of physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually converting the negative energy within and around ourselves into its most positive outcome. So it's understanding that whatever is in our realm, in our world, is somehow a manifestation of what we think, what we feel, what we're doing. And so if we can change maybe negative mental thoughts, it would create more positive actions. If we can create, stop negative food from coming into our bodies that are causing negative moods, we can create change.
Right.
The physical aspect is our bodies and our environment. The emotional is the feelings. The mental is what we're thinking. And the spiritual, obviously, it's usually a lack of spirituality is the issue, rather than the type of spirituality, right? Because understanding spirituality is all a very personal thing. But how many times do we get in trouble in our lives and we just sit in our woe is me, and we don't actually ask that higher part of ourselves for help? You know, like usually the worse I feel, the more I forget about how much I have to really help myself out of my moods and, you know, my bad state of mind. So when you practice a manipulation process, the more you do, the better you get at it.
Right.
And the less you stay in your misery, the faster you get out.
Exactly. You know, you recently on Facebook, and we're going to talk about how our listeners can stay connected with you there in a moment, Donna, but you recently talked about the addiction of feeling sorry for ourselves, the addiction of being in that negative place, of carrying that darkness around and letting that be basically how we are able to refer to ourselves. You gave it a name. I'm going to let you give that to our listeners, those who seem to be addicted to their past. But you said in sharing this, I think what I thought was a powerful thing, use the negative episodes that you repeatedly encounter to figure out what common denominator they all carry, namely you. Talk about that and the danger in not moving on and how it affects every aspect of our lives, including health, as you mentioned just a moment ago.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of the book, I call myself a recallaholic. Mm-hmm. In my past. I used to recall every incident that ever happened to me and every fight I ever had. And, of course, you know, when you're with somebody who's repeating the same behavior, you tend to recall all the past. You know, how come you're not doing what I asked you to do? Remember when you did this? Remember when you did that? And we think that it's helping the situation to remind the person what they've done, but basically all it's doing is just making matters worse.
Right.
And I took responsibility for my recallaholic habit because I realized that all of the incidents in my life were being recalled because I never changed that within myself of what I was attracting and bringing in. So I was the out of all the men in my life that were giving me the same issue, I was the common denominator. They were all different, but I was the same person bringing in the same type of episode from each one of those men. So
yeah.
What did I need to do to change myself so that I didn't attract this anymore? You know, like, yeah, I could keep blaming them, but really the next man is going to do exactly the same if I don't change what I drew in and what I brought in. And that brought me to so much healing because I realized that I had traumas stuck in me and I had old belief systems and I had old habits that I needed to get rid of so that I could be a better person. And I always say this to my coaching clients, and I repeat it with my own life. If I want a really great guy, then I have to be a really great girl. You know, so what is it about me that keeps attracting men who are not so nice to me? And, you know, when it came down to it, in many years of self-search and research for the book and therapies and everything else, I realized that I did not have self-love based on childhood, based on many things. And if I didn't have self-love, then what was I attracting? I was attracting men who didn't have that type of love for me. And unconditional love for yourself will bring in unconditional love from others. So it's not about me being a bad person. It was about me just doing things that didn't get what I wanted out of life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not labeling ourselves bad for recalling ourselves a recallaholic or for understanding that we need to change things about ourselves. It's really not about being bad. It's about what is not working for you. Let's get rid of it, you know. And one of the biggest aspects in my life, too, along with getting rid of past traumas and going through different therapies, was about changing diet. And a lot of people don't realize how much food chemistry creates an imbalance in our system and can produce moods or even keep us in moods. An imbalanced body creates an imbalanced mental process and emotions. So, you know, I do go into the book in detail about how this can happen. And I say it over and over, a clean body produces a clear head. How to go about that process of eliminating bad foods, that's a whole different story. There's some things in the book about it, but there will be a second book on just how to keep positive and all the different processes we can use. So it's a little hard to get everything. That book would have been 2,000 pages if I put it all in there, and I couldn't
right.
do that to my readers. So I am splitting it up. And anyone who needs information, there's probably 100 articles on my website. Although that's not finished yet, and many people know I work for free, so it's hard to keep up with everything financially, and the websites cost a lot of money. But there is info there, and on Facebook I give tons of excerpts from the book and tons of articles that I write. I'm also a professional blogger, so I'm always writing about different things and would love people to tap into that. And anyone who wants to reach out to me and have specific questions, I also will help them. I have many people that I coach, you know, even if it's just an email a week, and try
right.
to help them to get on their way. You know, what do I do first is usually the biggest question. How do I start this journey? How do I stay positive? The thoughts in my head are horrible, and I can't get rid of them. And so, you know, the best way to probably start the process is to look at what you're putting in your body, because that's the biggest variable minute to minute, day to day. Is the chemistry you're producing within yourself with
True.
Food that can imbalance your hormones, your neurotransmitters. Many people don't realize that we have neurotransmitters, some of which are called inhibitory, some are called excitatory. Some of our neurotransmitters are meant to rev us up, and some are meant to calm us down. And if you have an imbalance of those, you could be creating the opposite in your system. So when something happens that you should be remaining calm, you're going to get excited, you know, or if something happens that should get you going and revved up, you're not. You're depressed. You're retreating. You're not doing what you need to do. And all of that can be balanced out with amino acids, with nutrients, vitamins, and with really healthy food. Also, with the elimination of the bad food to make it even worse. You know, you need to start from ground zero. So when we talk about positive manipulation, it's really that taking responsibility means that now you can see that there may be things in your life you can change. And not because you're a bad person, because you just want to be a better person. You want to be the best you can be. Right. How do you do that? How do you eliminate the negative so that the positive can shine? And how do you change your mind about all that's going on in your life so that every single event can become a lesson to learn from? Every person you meet, an encounter you have, could be a message to the next step on your journey. It becomes like a treasure hunt when you look at life this way, because now, you know, anybody who's barking at you one minute can be telling you something really in a message they're not even aware of on what you need to do for your next step.
Right.
And that's really what I love to write about, what I love to teach.
And that is the gift that we're able to get through, Donna, in the book, The Ten Commandments of Divorce, How to Leave Your Marriage Without Breaking Up Your Family. As she mentioned, you can always visit her blog as well as her website at donnamartini.com. She's also available on Facebook, as she also mentioned. You can find her there, and she does interact with those that she is friends with there. So make sure you look her up at Donna Martini, and her last name is spelled M-A-R-T-I-N-I is where you can find her. Make sure that you do send her a friend request and also stay in contact with her there. Donna, thank you so much for coming back on with us. I really do appreciate it, and I think it goes without saying you're welcome back anytime.
Well, I would love to come back anytime. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, no problem. Glad to do it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Cheddar, will be giving us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day for those joining us through blogtalkradio.com. For our listeners joining us through 92.3 FM, as well as those listening in through dcnowradio.com, we'll be back with you guys next time. Until then, my name is Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Take care. Are you having challenges in relationships, finances, health, or even your career? Want some inspiration you can believe in from someone who has experienced the worst and still found ways to succeed? Well, let me tell you about Rob Pennington. He has been fired, divorced, shot in the chest, audited, and even widowed. Through it all, he found practical ways to turn his worst experiences into his best opportunities. And he shows you how to do the same in his new award-winning book, Find the Upside of the Downtime. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live and president of Conversations Book Club. I've read this book, and I really believe it will help you to put your life in perspective and begin seeking ways to make the most of each and every day. You can now get the book, Find the Upside of the Downtime, on Amazon.com. And also, more information can be found by going to www.robertpennington.com. That's www.robertpennington.com. Visit the website, get your copy, and begin living your life with new purpose.